Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The party of science is against collecting data. The data they don't want to collect is how many people in the United States are actual citizens. This question has been part of the census on and off for almost 200 years. Congressional portioning is supposed to be based on the citizenry in any given district. Many, if not most, Democrats don't want that question on the 2020 census. What has to be asked is why. Why don't they want that question asked? What is it that they oppose? Some congressional representatives say the question exudes racism. Nancy Pelosi says it's President Trump's way of, quote, making America white again, end of quote. White again? How so? The U.S. government has every right to know how many people who are in this country are actual citizens. Questions on the census include sex, race, and many more things. So what's the objection to knowing how many citizens reside in the U.S.? To begin to understand the objections to find out how many citizens are in the U.S., let's take a look at one false premise. The census question is racist. Succinctly put, it is not a racist question. When Congress apportions federal dollars for education, it's based on how many children will be attending school in that given school district. Should we be providing money to educate people who are not citizens? Perhaps the answer is yes when it comes to children here on a legal basis. That is, how many of these children are here with parents who possess a green card? How many of these children are here with parents who are on a temporary basis representing other countries? But the question also comes up as to how many of these children are illegal aliens. Do we have an obligation to educate them as well? Well, some courts have found that we do have that obligation. The left says that if we don't educate illegal alien children and provide their families with any needed support, the denial is based on racism. It doesn't matter if the illegal aliens are from Mexico, Europe, Central America, Asia, or any other part of the world. The issue of denying benefits to illegal aliens knows no gender, no color, no geographical point of origin, nor any other superficial criteria. Illegal aliens come in all colors, shapes, sizes, points of origin, and more. An illegal alien, undocumented worker, or whatever other moniker one chooses to use, is one who has broken the law to come into this country. The very fact that they are foreigners who are here having broken our admission laws to get here is what implies they are illegal aliens. So why not ask the citizenship question on our census? The suggestion is that illegal aliens, and in particular illegal Latinos, would not comply with filling out a census questionnaire because they don't want to be singled out as being a non-citizen. It's being suggested that they fear they would be picked up and thrown out of this country. No one can really imagine an illegal alien in San Francisco, a sanctuary city, being sought out because they are illegals and rounded up. It won't happen. The real reason liberals and Democrats don't want that question answered is because they choose to blur the line between citizen and non-citizen, and workers who are here in the U.S. legally and those who are not here legally. Their intention is to erase all lines that distinguish any one person from any other person. They want everyone to be seen as just a person. No labels, no concern how or when one got here or any other distinction. So their point is simply, why do we even need a census? Well, let's all chant Kumbaya. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.